Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Oh, what a way of starting a show today. Starting the show with the sounds of Synergy and the song Shout It Loud. And before that, it was, of course, Marule Brothers' God Is So Good. Exactly 16 minutes, just after 12 on 657 AM on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And yeah, you're wondering why today? Seems like everything is starting quite differently from how we know it to. Today is a special day. We got some special guests in the studio. But first, let me welcome my co-host. She'll be co-hosting with me today. This is Shirelle Mudli. And I think I should do this. Hi, Shirelle. How are you?
Hey, Sibongile. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing like this.
Oh, lekker.
Welcome. How are you? You good?
Yeah, absolutely.
I see. I walked into the building today and everybody was in Russia.
Yeah, you especially.
No, me. Look at me.
Only now, Sibongile, only now.
Was I the worst one?
Definitely.
In Russia?
Definitely.
Because of the temperatures.
Yep.
So July is greeting us. Are we ready for it?
We are absolutely ready. And of course, expecting great stuff also for Women's Day. So I'm excited for July because then comes August.
Ooh,
and then we celebrate.
Jesus, she's already on Women's Day.
Of course.
But now, okay, today we got some awesome guests. But let me welcome you to Radio Pulpit. It's not your first time broadcasting. You were with us broadcasting at, where was it again?
The Rand Easter Show.
Yeah, the Rand Easter Show. You were there with us. And now you're back again. Welcome.
Thank you. We should
be also welcoming you because you'll be doing which show on Radio Pulpit?
Well, it's the magazine show. It's a lifestyle guide. It's the Christian magazine show, and I'm so excited. Starting the 6th of July.
So can't
wait.
Just one Saturday to go.
Absolutely.
Just one Saturday to go. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And Sibongile, let me just say that I'm so honored and humbled to be co-hosting with you today. Thank you.
I'm the humbled one. I am the honored one to be having you in studio, to be working with you for 3 hours. I can't wait to see what the Lord has in store for us.
Amen.
But beginning with, we got our guest in studio. Joyous Celebration is in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Hey. And today, the studio is like, there's no mic that's not occupied. All the mics are occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take a moment and greet Rory-san.
Hello.
Hi, Rory. Should I call you Rory today?
Yes, please.
Bona, Rory, man. Welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's my first time here.
Wakanjani, Rory?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mpendulo is laughing and I'm like, oh, hi Mpendulo.
Yeah, no, it's my first time here. I've never been here before.
Welcome.
So, yeah. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Since. We are 43 years old.
Wow.
As Radio Pulpit. How do you like that?
Y'all are
okay, in August. We are. We are your big sis.
Right.
Yeah,
yes,
your big brother as well. Mpendulo, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Oh,
how
should we
you?
Say Bello? Which one is more?
Yeah, nicer? Either works.
Hi, Bo. Cheryl, who should we call him? Bello today or Mpendulo? What will work?
Bello, I think. Sounds so cool.
Sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Why Bello and Mpendulo at the same time?
So those are both my names.
Is it?
So what I decided to use both my names as my stage name.
Okay, but yeah. Bello, what does Bello mean?
So the full name is Sabelo.
Oh.
And then in high school, all my friends used to call me Bello, so I just continued with that.
Okay. And also to welcome Sefako. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you? And thank you so much for having us.
Have you asked your parents why they gave you that name?
Yes, I did, and I think it's a very long story. I cannot share it.
Ah, but we are so interested.
But does it connect
to who you are today?
Yes, definitely. I can say I think I am Sefako. It does match.
Yini lezabas lahlela qala at war.
Even God punished the Egyptians with hail.
So you're a fighter. You're a warrior.
Too much.
And you do it through song. Thank you, Vusi. And you do it through song.
Yes.
All right. So let's start with Sifa Gosher and ask him, when did he join Joyous Celebration and how was it? And how did he know about those auditions?
Sure. I joined Joy Celebration 2017.
Uh-huh.
I think it's my seventh year now. And Joy Celebration, I can say, they discovered me.
Oh, you didn't discover them?
No.
Yeah, some they people discovered are blessed, me.
It was a great opportunity. I remember when I got that call, I thought it's a prank. I thought, and when I went for the first time at the rehearsal room, I couldn't rehearse that day because it was real. I was like, okay, this is happening. So it's been a great journey until today.
Wow. Sure. Since
2017.
So COVID comes, you're still with Joy.
I'm still with Joy, you know, green, blue. I'm still with Joy.
Bello?
Yes.
Your journey?
Okay, I came through auditions.
Yeah.
So
how did you find out about the auditions? A lot of people are like, we don't know when Joy Celebration is doing auditions and all that.
But yeah, you below. That's not necessarily true. So they put out the information on all their socials, mm-hmm. that they'd be doing auditions. And this was in 2021, towards the end of 2021. But the auditions were happening at the beginning of 2022. So they asked us to send videos. So you sent a video of yourself singing, and then they selected the top 25 from all the videos they received.
Mm.
Then the public had to vote for the top 10 from the top 25. So I was voted for. I made it to the top 10. And then the top 10 went for inductions and workshops where we were checked and everything was, you know, allocated from there. And then only three of us made it into the choir, and I'm one of the three that made it. So,
wow.
Yeah. And that's how I joined.
Wow. Congratulations, guys. And I'm looking at Rorisa and she's like, let me drink the water first because I think they're coming to me.
I'm kind of nervous.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. No. But it's just me and Cheryl here.
Yeah. You'll be fine. By the time you leave, you'll want to be here even more.
Yeah. Oh, yes. She will want to come back.
Yeah.
Rory, tell us about your journey.
Okay. My journey. Okay. It was grace. I was handpicked.
You
didn't even
you and
audition. Yeah. I was working with Ngobi Nxumalo when he did his recording, I think in 2019, mm-hmm. if not 2020.
Mm.
Yeah, that day, God really blessed me. But it was a great journey. It still is a great journey. Yeah.
Sure. It still is a great journey. Share.
Well, I'm so interested in what you've been sharing about your journey, and I want to know what keeps you humble, because you hear about Joy Celebration and, you know, all the eyes go wide open and people are so excited because then you have the celebrity status, right? True. So what keeps you humble?
Let me start by saying it's because of the space. We are surrounded by a lot of gifts. So that is a space where you can never feel like you are better than anyone else. There's a formula or the platform, I don't know the way they do it, but every time you are there, you can feel that I'm here to learn. You can feel that actually I don't know anything. In music, there's not something that we call arriving. Every day we learn to be somewhere. So that's what grounds me.
Wow, amazing. And you, Bello?
I think for me, it's realizing how big the platform is.
Sure.
I was having a conversation last week with one of the members, and I was mentioning the fact that Joyce is able to put you in a place where you could not have possibly been able to reach on your own as a solo artist.
Yes. Mm.
So when you think of that, that humbles you. You get to a place where you understand that God has trusted me with this big thing and I can't misuse it. I can't, you know, put a character to it that is not godly. So I think for me, that's what humbles me.
It's amazing. It's Rory-san.
I think I can say it's prayer for me.
Sure.
When I have a secret place where I ask God, Uti, God, please keep me humble.
Yeah.
I don't want to be big. Like, you know, not big in a way that I don't want to be known by all these people, but I don't want to be bigger than my head is. I can agree with Sifaku when he says we are surrounded by very big gifts.
Sure.
Talented people. This one sings that.
Mm.
This one can approach this song this way. Mm. But I'm just like, God, keep me humble in every way possible. I don't want people to know me as this person. Oh, une pride. I don't want that.
Yeah.
But prayer for me is the way.
So you guys, as Cheryl was asking, you don't see yourselves as big?
No.
Where's Fago?
The minute you see yourself big, is the end of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day, Ubablindelani Mkhize gave us an example about Tsepotsula.
Yes.
And he said they featured him one day at Coast State Theatre.
Yes.
And he was shocked because before the guy was going on stage, he was shaking. And
yes.
After the show, he asked him, Baba, why did
because
you shake? He said, this is what grounds me. The minute I lose this, then it's over.
Wow.
So you must never ever see yourself as big or you have arrived. That's the secret.
Yeah. I'll ask you guys on your relationship with Christ, because you're talking about never losing this prayer. Your relationship personally. I'm going to start with Rorisa and going the other way.
Yeah, my journey or my relationship with God, for now I've grown so much. I've learned so much. I've learned to obey God. I've learned to be obedient in His word, do what He says. You know, today in the morning we read a scripture on Isaiah 53 verse 6. It says, all of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's way and we took our own path. I don't want to be out of God's way. I don't want to be out of God's hands, because I know what that can do for me.
Mm.
What that could do to me. So my journey with God has been amazing. I'm learning every day. The Bible, so yeah, it's a great relationship.
Oh,
I
so
can say that.
Loga rica boshi. Yeah. It doesn't work. Hello.
For me, I think my relationship with God or my relationship with Christ is literally the reason why I'm able to do what I'm able to do. And I think I thank God that even before I started working in the music industry professionally, I was already saved. So I come from a Christian family and I got saved very young. And so the principles of Christianity were instilled from a very young age. And I think it has helped me a lot, because I'm in a space where I understand what I'm doing. It's not just me having a gift and singing because, you have a voice, join church celebration and sing. But it's more of me understanding what I'm singing about, me understanding this God that I'm singing about. Because I think also it gives you an edge as a musician if you're singing about something that you understand. So when I stand on stage and I sing about God being a healer, for example, I'm saying it from a place of understanding. I've seen Him heal me. I know what it means for Him to be a healer to me. So I think the relationship drives the entire gift. It makes the gift much better when you have a relationship with the person you're singing about.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, I have a question for you. I'd like to know, you must have had many highlights during your time with Joy Celebration, but there must have been one highlight that you will never forget. Is there a specific one that you will always take with you, no matter where you go, and share one day when you have kids and grandkids and all of that?
On that day.
Yes, you know,
when King Uzziah died.
Can never forget it. Can never forget it. It's ingrained in your memory, you know, that kind of highlight.
So I'm originally from Swaziland.
Oh, wow.
So I was born and bred in Swaziland. I only came to South Africa when I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
So the first year that I joined Joy Celebration, one of our shows was in Swaziland.
Oh.
So I think that for me was the highlight, being able to perform in my home country and seeing the reception. A lot of people are aware of the fact that I'm from there, especially the ones from Swaziland, the jazz fans from Swaziland. So seeing the love as you went on stage, and that for me was the biggest highlight so far with jazz.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you, Bello. Yeah. You, Rory?
guys.
I think they are many. She's got a lunchbox filled with them.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I think there was this one time we went to Ghana.
Wow.
Yes.
And I sang a song. Yeah, that was saying. Yeah. I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
But after they told me, I was like, yo, all these people are shouting for me. I would take that highlight everywhere I go.
Wow.
And be like, yeah, no, I went to Ghana one day and wow, they're friends. Yeah, I think that's it for me. Yeah.
Rory, and you?
Oh, it's mine. Okay, let me say, to me, a platform itself, there's a lot of highlights, but this one is special because before my dad passed in 2014, he once asked me, what do you want me to do for you? Yeah. And I said, I want a live recording. I want to see myself one day working with Mutunzi Namba, Ubabulindelani. He laughed and said, okay, maybe it will happen one day, because it seemed impossible that time. When my mother died in 2008,
yeah,
he said, I saw you in a crowd, large crowd, and someone came to me and said, you will not see this. And after a few days, she passed on. So in 2016, when Joyous went to Mpumalanga, my first tour with them, they were touring for Joyous 21.
Mm.
And when I sang, when I saw, I think it was 7,000 plus.
Mm.
When I saw myself, Mr. Mkhize came and gave me a mic. I thought, I'm still new, I'm still learning. It was my first performance of Joy Celebration. Ah, guys, I enjoyed that night more than the real recording itself. So to me, it was a dream coming true. I was seeing the hand of the Lord, because I was from a village, very poor background. So that was a great highlight for me.
Sure, Sifako. Yeah. May the Lord keep growing you. Yeah. We are hugging you right now. You know?
Yes,
as
absolutely.
You're speaking, I'm like, no, I'm right there hugging you.
It's a very heart-wrenching story, right, Sifako?
Yeah, it is. Keep growing, keep growing. I think we need to take one of the songs, Begani Temba. And what you've just spoken about is also hope.
True.
Yes.
Somebody who's listening and they're like, I also want to be on Joyous. Oh, no. Oh, I want to reach this. Oh, I want to do this. They're like, if God did it, if God took you from Swazila, hey, if you now, you were in Ghana or Nigeria. So they're like, no, then God can do it for me.
Amen.
And so the song says Begani Temba from Joyous Celebration. We are coming back with Joyous Celebration. Tulani Ndlovu in Zimbabwe. No, that's not your homeboy. He is in Zimbabwe, in Bulawayo. He's got a message for you. So we'll share that when we come back. And family, the lines are opened on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. Our WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729. Our SMS line, 37871. We are streaming live on Facebook. You can talk to us right there. Talk to Joyous Celebration. It's in the house. Let's do this and go to Begani Itemba.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Begani Kujesu, my goodness, Begani Temba. Mina, I'm saying Begani Kujesu, Begani Temba. And that is Joyous Celebration from Joyous 28, coming out on the 28th of this month. And they were laughing at me. These guys, they are laughing at me. I'm like, okay, 28, they're like, yeah, because there was a confusion here in studio. But hey, that's, and I said to them, that song sounds like the entry. You know, when you play your CD, you put it in and the first song that you hear is that one.
Yeah. You kind of know this game.
I think I loved your celebration. Maybe that's why.
Oh,
all right.
Yes.
Family, the lines are opened. We are with Joya's celebration in studio. We are with Rory Sang. We are with Sefako and Bello in studio on Pendulo. And you can talk to us. The lines are open. 012-334-1322. You'd like to say something to them. They're the new Joya celebration. And I just love how they love the Lord. Yo, I just love how they love the Lord. And you can talk to them on 012-334-1322. SMS 37871, which will cost you just 1 rand 15 yana fela. WhatsApp 0826572729. We are honored as Radio Pulpit and excited to be amongst those who are playing their 28th installment before it's launched, before it's released. Mm-hmm. Now, Tulani Ndlovu says, hi, Sibongile and the Radio Pulpit family. It's chilly here in Bulawayo. It's called Skies or the City of Kings and Queens. No. I'm sitting with kings and queens here. Buya, Tulani. And he says, prayers to all examination candidates and the homeless. Please play me. All right. We'll see about that. We'll see about that. Let me not promise you much. But I'm with Joya Celebration. Ungatanza Gvani from Joya Celebration. And he says, hi, Joya Celebration. I wish to join the group. Ngicela ama details. Woo!
Oh, there we go.
You guys are amazing. My best song is Uyangihola Ubaba. Okay. Guys, what would you say to Tulani? He says, I'd like to be part of the group. But Sefako, you don't know how to do these things. God just handpicked you.
No, I know.
You and Rorisa. Yeah, Rorisa. Oh, you know. Okay, yeah. Let's give Bello that opportunity to tell us advice to Lani.
Two things.
Yeah.
One, especially taking from how Sefako's entry to Joya Celebration happened.
Yeah.
I think the best advice I can give him and any other person that would love to be part of the choir.
Yeah.
Always be your best at every point in your gift.
Yeah.
If you're serving a church, be your best at church.
Yes.
If you are part of a local group, be your best at that local group.
Yeah.
We have a lot. I think majority of the members we have right now in the choir are people that were seen at church. They were seen singing somewhere and their gift was loved and then they brought them into the choir.
Mm.
So you do not necessarily have to get to a point where you wait for auditions
for
your celebration.
Auditions
just
when it's raining.
Be good where you are because you never know what might happen.
Yo,
and of course, stay glued to all the Joya Celebration socials because that's where all the information is put out. So if at any point the choir decides to do auditions, that's where you're going to find
Does
out about
age
it.
Count?
So just, yeah.
Does age count?
Mm. Come on.
Not necessarily, no.
Mm.
No.
You know, Shay, I know somebody who went for the auditions of Joya Celebration some years back, and on her way there, it started raining. And it started pouring, and she was running to, it was in Parktown.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and then when she got this, she was soaking wet. She went in and she sang. And when she had to go up, they were like, all right, thank you. Now take it higher. When she had to do an octave or whatever you call it, she had 8 voices coming up.
Wow.
So I love what you say. Be at your best. Because when you're in church, your voice is in. You're drinking the right stuff. And, your castor oils and cod liver oils.
Yeah, but one never knows, right? One never knows. And we should take nothing for granted, actually.
Mm. Mm.
Well, even Gile, I must tell you, I have Joya Celebration from one.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you look at me and you're like,
Bambi.
There we go. From one.
With Benjamin Dube and
there others. We go. And met him as well. So excited to be here with the younger generation of Joya Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows that, you know, like you said, is there an age limit to it? There is no age limit.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit.
Mm.
And the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
And all these things
shall be added unto you.
So
and that's what we need to do, is stay true to who he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, guys, tell us about the 28th of June. What's happening? And the launch on the 6th?
Sure.
Sefako is looking at us like, am I taking it? All right, Sefako.
Yeah, just for order.
Yeah.
We are so much excited. We are doing up and down because we are preparing for the big day. So what we can say is that the album, the music, is coming out this Friday. We are so excited. Mm. I was talking to Bello Gere, even as members, we don't know how it sounds yet. We are waiting just like fans. Yeah. And even if you can have an access to listen, yeah, we don't want to do that because we want to be in the same mood, yeah, with our fans. Yeah. And oh, yes, enjoy. Trust me, this music is beautiful. We went back to church. Yeah. We went back to our roots, the way we knew Joyous when we were growing up. They were singing church songs. All I can say is that what we were used to, we doubled the effort this time. And apart from that, we are excited that on the 6th of July, we are launching this live on stage.
Hey,
if there was a mistake that I made during the recording, this performance,
so if there's a mistake, you go.
Yes. So all I'm saying is that, please, guys, the tickets are already out. You can get them on web tickets. It will be happening on the 6th July. Heartfelt
Arena.
Arena in Pretoria.
All right.
We cannot wait.
All right. You know, Sharia, what I love about Joyous, they have helped so many choirs over the years.
Oh, yes.
You know, almost in church, when you're supposed to sing, so they'll call the choir and they're like, on the keyboard, ding, 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 ding.
Until they get the key.
So you changed all of that. When people go in, they are ready.
Yeah.
Vuyani says, good afternoon, Radio Pulpit family. Enjoy a celebration. Vuyani on text. I am definitely looking forward to the launch next week, and we cannot wait to hear the first set album this coming Friday. May God bless you all. So you know Vuyani.
This is a fan. For real.
So wherever you go, there's Brian.
Yeah.
Okay, so your launch, your live performance is on the 6th of July at Heartfelt Arena.
Yes.
Now, you said look to the socials for tickets. What is the price of your tickets? I'm sure people out there are waiting to plan, you know, the budgets. They need to plan the budget.
Yes.
They'll always have.
Yeah, they must have. For this, they'll make a plan, right?
Yeah. The tickets are starting from 240 up to 575. Mm. So the highest VIP ticket is 575. So you can just choose. I think there's about 4 different options of prices. So just choose whatever you feel works for you and come through. But one thing I must emphasize, though, is the fact that the production of Joyous Celebration makes sure that whatever ticket you have, it doesn't really matter where you're sitting.
Lovely.
We've got proper seating. So whether you're seated at the back or you're at the front, you're getting the very same experience that any other person
and,
in there.
And we still dryer there at the front, ne?
Yeah. Exactly.
Those
ones are the ones that make the shows happen, actually. So, yeah.
And the venue is a beautiful venue. So, yes, definitely going to get a good experience there.
That is so awesome. So what can we expect on the 6th? We are coming back. We are going to take a song, Behlanziwe, and family, the lines are still opened. You can talk to us. We'd like to hear from you. I know one of your other fans is a big one, Thabo Mwilwe Alto.
Yes.
I know Skimise Joyous. He is with Joyous wherever Joyous is. All right, Behlanziwe is about being washed by the blood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who's on the lead? Where are yours? When Rory and Sifako, you robbed me. We were supposed to get where you are leading today. But I will be patient.
Don't worry.
I know there's one by Bello. It's still coming. But
Well, see, but before you go there, what do you think about making them just do a spontaneous?
They have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
They have to.
Oh, yeah.
They should be preparing. So whilst we are playing this, they should do their... So you going, and I'll go,
Give us some training.
Yeah. We're coming back. Behlanziwe from Joyous Celebration 28.
Yeah.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
That is just a celebration. Oh my, Utandiwe. We are just about to wrap up with just a celebration in studio. Rorisang, Sefako and Bello. And I'm not alone today. I'm with my co-host, Cheryl.
Hey. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah. There's a message here, guys, from Mpoli Pohole from Rustenburg saying, I really love Joe's celebration. She said she sent some videos. I really love Joe's. And I was saying to them, Mpo, then Mpo, you have to be at the Heartfelt Arena on the 6th,
please,
right?
Please, please.
Yes. Tell us about it again. Sebako says, please.
We want to see you there. We'll meet you there, Mpo. Let's just recap. We go into Heartfelt Arena in Pretoria,
yeah.
26th July,
yeah.
And you can go and get your tickets, go web tickets. So guys, we cannot wait to see you there. And don't forget, this coming Friday, 28th of June, Joya Celebration is releasing the new music of installment 28. Yeah, Joyas, please be ready.
I love that. Be ready. All right.
Also, yes. Sorry, the tickets are from 240 to 575.
Uh-huh.
Runs.
Oh, right. All right.
Thank you for that pulas. One, Rory.
Not pulas. Yes. Not pulas.
Yeah, not pulas, my darling.
They can also go to Pick and Pay to get the tickets if you don't want to buy on
web ticket.
Yes. Web tickets, yeah.
Online.
Yeah.
So you can get them at Pick and Pay. Yes. Guys, thank you so much for coming and gracing us. We'll see you on the 6th of July. But now, on the 28th, so it will be launched on all social, digital. I always say social, digital platforms. Yes. So which digital platforms?
All of them.
All of them.
Alice, Spotify.
All of them. Spotify, yes. iTunes, YouTube Music, Deezer, Apple Music, yeah. Wow. everything.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. And on the 28th, is there anything else special that's happening? Or is it just that launching on the digital platforms?
Yeah, just the launching of the digital platforms.
And you guys will be rehearsing.
Yeah,
drinking
yeah.
some
we'll
warm tea
for
the 6th.
Also, they must please note, so the album is not coming out at the same time.
Okay.
So on Friday, we're releasing the first set, which is 18 songs.
Okay.
So that they can listen to the
songs.
Are they
two CDs?
Not be, yes.
Oh,
not be
wonderful.
Overwhelmed with everything. Yeah. So, first set on the 28th. Then we're going to do the launch. After the launch, that's when the second set is going to come.
And I think Cheryl asked you something before you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said, you know, do-do-do-do.
A quick one on that.
Just one line.
Two lines, okay.
Two lines.
One, two, three.
Bayete, wena o ingwele. Bayete, vane opayo.
Wow.
I was waiting for more.
I'm clapping.
No, I was waiting for more.
Okay,
I'm robbed.
One, two, three, four, and.
Hosanna. Guwe Jehovah. Bayete. Bayete. Vane.
And that was just an appetizer, right, Sibongile?
Yeah, for the 6th.
Just an appetizer for the 6th.
Absolutely. Yeah, come get more on the 6th. And there's something that they said, meaning that when you prepare yourself to go for the auditions, you got to practice.
Yes.
And get those notes because they are soprano. What did you say it is, Rory?
Hey, all right, no,
we are
soprano.
Not. Yeah, it's the highest soprano,
yes.
and the alto that you normally take as alto is tenor.
Yes,
so
yes.
Yeah,
that's correct.
So, awesome, guys.
Like really
thank
prepare.
So
may the Lord keep keeping you guys,
thank you
and
so
may
much.
He bless you as you continue ministering. And I know one day we'll be getting your own singles.
Yeah,
we can't wait to get that. But may the hand of the Lord be upon you through and through. We meet you on the 6th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having us,
and we're. leaving you with this. Oh, no, we are not leaving me, and they are leaving us.
Yeah, come on, Sibongile. Do you want to go with them?
No. Yeah, maybe I should. But we are playing them out with the Sounds of Cheer Celebration, Aliko Lelifana, and it's led by none other than Bello.
Thank you. Bello.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.